from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. Today, Tanny is the host. The three of us will play. Hopefully, one of us wins 2 of 3. We go round and around, naming as many things in whatever the category is as we can to last man standing win the category. Tanny.
Hello, men. How you guys doing? You guys all right?
Yeah, we're good. Wow. We're good. Ready to go. Yeah.
Have you noticed, Shane, how are you? You didn't answer.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for a new car. Anybody help me out? Maybe a red Corvette?
Did you crash the convertible?
All right. Moving on. You guys notice this All-Star game has been in the news this week?
Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah. Baseball, right?
Calling your shot.
So, speaking of your guy, Jarren Duran became the 56th man to win All-Star Game MVP last night. Who are the others?
Oh, my God.
Danny, as per the rules and your contract.
God, this sucks.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
There's a bunch of weird names on here, but there's some notable ones.
Yeah, let's All-Star Game MVP.
They're all All-Stars. There's that little clue for you.
Yeah, let's say...
they're playing the game?
Let's say that Ichiro is an All-Star MVP.
Indeed, 2007.
I'm going to go with Elias Diaz from last year.
Last year. That's one of the weird ones. You're right.
Hmm. Shane Bieber.
Absolutely. 2019. Shane for Shane.
Wow. Let's go with Robinson Cano.
Don't you know? 2017. Very good, Danny.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with Willie Mays.
Yeah, that's a... Let me check my list here. Oh, yeah. He did it twice. 1963 and 1968.
Someone I was trying to book yesterday because he won the MVP the year the White Sox hosted, Garrett Anderson, who also won the Home Run Derby that year.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Look at you. Right,
that's fun. That's
2003.
It's a fun fact. Let's go with Cal Ripken Jr.
Indeed. Cal Ripken Jr. twice, 1991 and 2001, 10 years apart.
Hmm. How about Mariano Rivera? Mariano Rivera.
Absolutely. 2013.
Another obscure one, Tanny, because you brought him up earlier. Brian McCann.
Absolutely.
Wow.
2010.
We're killing it, he said right before they all missed.
This is going horribly.
Let's go with Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. 1992.
I'm going to go with Henry Aaron. Henry Aaron.
Also known as Hank, I think. Tanny, maybe it might be Hank in your list.
Oh, actually, yeah, let me check. Yeah, yeah, actually, no.
Oh.
Wow.
I'd assume Mike Trout has won an All-Star MVP.
Yeah, he is one of the handful of guys who has done it multiple times. Back-to-back years, in fact, 2014, 2015 for Mike Trout.
Okay.
Henry Aaron was a guest, for anybody who doesn't know that. But I think he probably did. I'm out. That's there.
Are they all guesses?
Are you tanking this to keep it moving?
No.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez.
No. Mm. No A-Rod.
One more from Shane for the category.
I got the list right here in front of me, Shane. Can you read bold type?
I'm not looking over there.
He's looking straight ahead.
Got to be a pitcher. Let's go someone like a strikeout pitcher. Didn't Pedro Martinez have one of the best All-Star performances of all time as a pitcher? Pedro Martinez had to have won MVP that year.
Indeed he did. That was the year Ron Coomer was an All-Star, 1999.
That's all awesome. Right,
good job, Shane.
Pedro struck out, I think, 5 2 innings.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
There's a bunch of weird names on here, but we don't really have time.
So the only reason I know that, because Pedro was a pitcher in the celebrity softball game also, and they talked about that.
Good pull.
Did you see when he got charged, when they charged the mound on Pedro? And
the Kid Mero.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
By the way, Pedro Martinez, dream guest for me, Shane, if you could work on
it. I tried today. Yeah.
And you stopped trying.
I love that guy.
I'm always trying.
I tried. The dream is bad. As early as this morning, I've tried.
All right, moving along here. We are baseball heavy today. Sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
It's our week for our game. Wouldn't you say so, Speaks?
Yes.
It's a fast-paced game.
Today is the anniversary of Carlton Fisk doing this in 1989.
Runner going up the middle, and there it is! Carlton Fisk gets his 2,000th hit. He becomes the 173rd Major League player to do it.
Pudge, the original recipe, was obviously wearing a White Sox uniform when he collected his 2,000th hit. 70 men have worn a Cubs or Sox uniform and have at least 2,000 hits in the big leagues. Who are they?
Wow!
70? They've been a Cubs or Sox at any point.
Yep.
Not when they got the 2,000.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
That's incredible. I'm first here. I'll go Billy Williams.
Absolutely.
Harold Baines.
Evidently.
Ernie Banks.
Absolutely.
2,000 hits. Paul Konerko got to 2,000 hits.
Yep.
Jim Thome.
Yep.
Ron Santo.
Yep.
Frank Thomas.
Absolutely.
Andre Dawson.
Yes. You guys are going so fast here. Good job.
Dun, 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 dun.
I said you guys are going so fast here. Keep going. Keep it moving.
Sammy Sosa.
No, did someone say? No, yeah. Sammy's on the list.
Yeah, Sammy's on the list. Yeah.
All right, how about Mark Grace?
Yep, Mark Grace is on there.
Roberto Alomar.
He is on there. Yeah.
That's sneaky.
Nomar?
No 2,000 hits for Nomar.
Oh, wow.
I would have thought he was.
That's a good guess, right?
Yeah, no.
That's a reasonable guess.
That is not an awful guess.
Thank you.
I'll go with Ken Griffey Jr. In the spirit of the Roberto Alomar guess.
Yeah. My next one is similar.
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez.
Oh, of course. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a yes and yes.
Yes, yes.
On those two.
Although I may have to fact check Ken Griffey Jr., but we'll keep it moving.
I don't know if he ever had
2,000.
Really?
Yeah. Because I did do these lists manually and you put them in alphabetical order so we can expedite the process.
Dude had 600 homers. He had to have 2,000.
He did.
Okay, yeah.
2780.
Yeah.
Wild. 600 homers, 1,400 singles. Good for him. He ended right at 2,000. You're up, Speed.
I think I forgot he was a White Sox, actually. I think that's where the error comes
in. Yeah. 2780.
How about Eddie Collins? Let me go with Eddie Collins.
Yes, the Danny Parkins lookalike, Eddie Collins.
Andrew Jones.
Ooh.
Has to be. Guy played for 96 years.
Yeah, not on my list, but again.
Can you fact check Andrew Jones on that?
I think that's
a yes.
Sorry about the fact checking, guys.
I forgot that Andrew Jones was even here.
It was a very ambitious list here. Yeah.
No, Andrew Jones, 1933.
Whoa!
That's garbage.
All right, one more.
Nomar, over 1,700, but not there.
One more for me. How about Juan Pierre?
Yeah, played for both teams.
Yes, he did.
All right, what about Kenny Lofton? I know I'm out, but Kenny Lofton?
Yeah, Kenny Lofton.
Okay, sure. Kenny Lofton
Damn good, it!
But you're out. I got one, Pierre. All right, yeah, you got to get a little cute.
All right.
All right, we got 2 minutes to do one more.
Fun category.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The fun doesn't stop there, guys.
I love what Teddy does.
We've been talking a lot about video games this week, specifically EA Sports College Football returned on Monday after a 10-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Playing the Iron Bowl in the middle of it right now. I got the fourth quarter when I get home. It's the unifier, this game. Some games break through on the cultural level. I have a list of the top 25 highest grossing video games of all time.
Wow.
What are they?
So these are not arcade games. These are
console games, yes.
Incredible. Shane, you're first.
So Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation.
Are we talking about franchise or individual games?
Individual games.
All right, so Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, $30 million, Call of Duty.
Oh, wow. Okay, so right. So you wouldn't say...
You wouldn't just say Call of Duty.
That's a specific...
Yeah.
So because, Madden is not an answer. Right.
Right.
Okay.
And I might be out on the one. I never played any
Madden football is not an answer?
It was... No.
Because they're saying one game.
Oh, wow.
A specific game, yeah.
So like Madden 2005 or... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So... Okay. GoldenEye?
No. No GoldenEye.
How about Grand Theft Auto?
Would it be more specific?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Grand Theft Auto, the first edition.
No.
All right, so
Grand Theft Auto 5 would be the second highest grossing game ever at $200 million.
Yeah.
All right, so Super Smash Brothers.
I know, that's where I was going to go.
Yeah, $34 million.
Okay, should have done that.
Nice, nice job, Shane.
All right, I'll take
two. What are some of the other top ones, just out of curiosity?
Diablo 3, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt!
Yeah, Duck Hunt still killing it. $28 million.
That's outrageous.
What about like Galaga?
No, one that's big in my house, Human Fall Flat.
How, Fortnite?
Fortnite, no.
Not yet, right?
But the other one, wait, actually...
Roblox?
Minecraft?
Yeah, Minecraft is number one at $300 million.
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is
up
there.
That's what you get for giving Ruben your credit card on the machine.
I know.
$300 million. That's where all your money went.
Charged up $300
million. Other notable ones here, the original Tetris, $48 million. The original Super Mario Brothers, $58
million. Wow.
And Mario Kart for the Wii, $37
million. Oh, man. Yeah, there's so many easy ones. I went Grand Theft Auto, I was sure, but...
Well, I mean, it's not a terrible guess. One of them's on there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great Bears audio that is coming from unusual places, and I think it's a sign of things to come. It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.